certainly must be stirring up New York a bit about that. God damn, isn't that a horrible thing?
Terrible.
Sorry, God. I told these people around here, I'm just very shocked when I came back. And disappointed, isn't it? Nothing was on my desk. Not a goddamn thing about it. I mean, calls, the call of the environmentalists of the year, all that crap. But nothing on my desk to call the widows or do anything at all on this thing. This is a hell of a big thing. It's something I feel very strongly about. And even this little policeman in Washington here, his name is much different. Bastard was shot in the back, too. But, you... See, I suppose the argument is when you do this, you get the race thing. Do you really? Now, particularly where a black policeman is involved? No, God damn it. We're in against the bad guys and against the good guys, and I think we should have done something. I really am disappointed in this. I take
responsibility for not having done this in the sense that I started my ER times. My feeling was that we should offer the
try to
we need to prove it. I thought we should have offered the FBI services as the first step.
Publicly. Nothing. Don't do anything which was publicly.
No.
We do everything quietly around here. Everything that's worthwhile and publicly, we do everything that's not worthwhile. That's just pretty shocking.
But I tried Monday, and Justice came back yesterday and said that there was no way we could get into it. We couldn't make a case. I then thought about sending someone to the funeral, and I thought that would look contrived. And finally, after 2 days of thinking about it, the only thing I could come up with was calling your friend Kiernan, who's a great supporter, and then leaking it to the New York Daily News. Now, that gets us. I was concerned that if we send a wreath, or even if you call the
like we're trying to fight the issue,
right? And that the best way to
know, but we meant damn well to try to get out of justice. Got to get out of them. I mean, you know, Swider, that silly son of a bitch, is
sure
exploiting his cop-killing bill. And the justice said it's a bad bill, but is it really?
No.
I wonder. Well, what the hell can we get out of? You talk to David Moore about this. I've already got him working. I've given him the assignment. He was a lawyer in here, but he's worked with justice. But we have really got to get at this business of the killing of police. It's a national conspiracy, in my opinion.
Well, the thing that bothered me about the justice reaction, I was mad at the hell yesterday when Justice called John Dean back and said, we have no legal basis to get into the New York situation. What I thought
was fine, what are we going to do then?
Well, I thought the legal basis was that these were self-proclaimed revolutionaries who admitted, bragged, that they killed the police as part of a revolutionary conspiracy, and that would give us grounds to get into them. We saw this in that argument. Well, that's been pretty well emasculated in the courts.
Well, is there something we didn't pass then? God damn, I'm telling you, the country's outraged. And I just think we've got to be on top of it. We've got to be on top of it strongly.
We need it.
So help Edgar Hoover's popularity.
Sure.
Maybe. Poor child, you know, I know exactly what happened there. She's sort of the ugly duckling. She's, overweight and all that sort of thing, going through that stage. And then probably ran at the wrong people. Now she's up for murder. It's a terrible goddamn thing. No, probably too, don't you think?
I'm sure.
So it's just like her dad.
Just around the corner from where I live. Spring Valley. It was just at the base of the hill. Terrible. But I'm a New Yorker. We went around and around and we tried. I sensed that it's not my fault.
I guess there's nothing to do. It's just to try to do anything to these things.
Well, we got to do it.
I hope, as a Christ, we can do something in the way of legislation now or something. I think let's talk again to justice now. God, they are a most unimaginative bunch over there.
The damn bureaucracy in that department just drives me up the walls. 3 months ago, I asked them to do a true down being cut a study started of amendments to the Smith Act, and it's, you know, nothing has come out of it. I was positive we had something to go on here with New York on Monday. I wanted to be in a position yesterday to announce that the FBI was being made available if the governor wanted it.
Right. I could find Easter somebody to work on this. We just practice shade up. And they all say, well, I guess they all get over there and concerned about the constitutional rights. When in the hell are we going to do something? Let's be for something. The only good thing we've done is when I got made that announcement that we about the bombing, you know, the bombing announcement many months ago,
right,
a year ago. At least we got the Congress to act on that. But we've got to give, have something positive that we're for a Nixon bill on police. Now, I don't know what the hell it is, but there's got to be, Jesus Christ, this, you are very well known to most of us blacks, isn't it?
Most incredible, yeah, this is in the black community.
Oh, this is Panthers and these dead people.
This was a black policeman in New York.
I know, but we shot the blacks, kill the blacks.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's what I mean. It's the bad blacks versus the good blacks and the whites,
sure,
isn't it?
But you have the good blacks on your side. And
I know, that's what I meant, though. But as far as the people that are doing the killing, it's in the black area. You've got these, it's a social issue, believe me. It's sad, but true. But there are a hell of a lot of blacks on our side here. I mean, the blacks are decent people. But they're stirred up.
They worry when it happens in their communities. It here. This really, they had interviews from Parliament television 2 days ago, and blacks were saying what a terrible thing it was to have happened in their communities. So there's no question you get a benefit with the blacks and the whites.
Maybe a group of them should come down and see the blacks. Got that, you see, that organization supporting Schweiker's bill came from 45 states to that came. Here we are, not even opening our goddamn yaps. Did you say anything this morning?
I guess not. No, I don't think so. We could.
We address concern and sympathy. Anything?
I don't know, sir.
See, that's the point. Well, it's too late now. Too late, sir. What do you mean? It's called.
Well, I can get us damn good publicity in New York out of that phone call and out of the letters that we prepared for the families. I think letters are better than phone calls.
Yes, it's too emotional for me to have to come out with that.
They don't want to say. No, we talked Monday evening here about your making the calls and
give me letters.
Prepare it.
It's best of my times. That's the way to go.
It's too hard on people.
Well, nice, sir.
Those can get out. We have a system now on letters like this where...
How about a national fund for the children of people? Or any contribution to it?
Scholarships
for the
organization that does that.
Just remember, I consider it the highest priority. Now, the man to sit down with on this is Moore. Moore is smart and stuff. A lawyer who's been in justice, he knows TV and the rest. But the main thing is, I'm hardline as hell on this. I really am. I don't give one goddamn what the civil writers and all the rest say on this issue. I am tough. And I want that to be true. I don't want to appear to be a nice little guy worried about this, that, and the other thing. Well, we mustn't do this. But Kennedy and the rest are around. Sorry, anyway, exciting elections.
Kennedy had sure picked the wrong side of this issue. I mean, to go after the police.
Did he go after them in this country?
No. But he's going after them here in the district, which has the same
effect. You got that around then?
Oh, yes. We've got a marvelous Kilpatrick column that's getting mailed to 40,000 people.
Good. That's stuff.
Plus the quotes, plus the musky stuff, and the tie-in between the demonstrators and the...
Right.
That I did in Hanoi. That's coming up this week.
You know, one thing that I did was to prepare the way the Congress came has been coming through with these amendments. What the hell happened to this? What's happened to this?
I talked to Ed Brooke yesterday.
That's amazing. They're all telling me, God, Griffin was whining around in here, and Howard Bader.
He was fine.
You were completely, last week, you completely took the high ground on the peace issue.
You mean by that following?
Do they understand?
Oh, they don't really understand it, do they?
Well, they understand the public issue. They understand the move. And I think that you're going to find that, that those votes are going to be a lot easier to win because
what worries them?
What worries them is that they're going to get their, themselves out on the wind and get sold off. They already lessened on this. Bill White used the Fulbright quote, as you may know.
Oh, I didn't know. I hadn't read this concept. I've been busy.
Oh, he wrote it handy. You know, when I first called him this last week, he was very reluctant to support us on this sold thing.
Oh, yes.
He thought we were giving away the store.
Giving away? No, we're trading.
I got him around, I think. But I got a good comment on him, which he pointed out that all the Democratic presidential candidates, Humphrey, McGovern, Muskie, have been undercutting what you've been doing on soil by attacking the ABM. And he then goes on to quote Fulbright, and
I quit reading about soil. That.
There's another one where Fulbright said that the ABM is likely to be as effective as gasoline shot through a fire hose as a bargaining lever could disarm. But what these guys are afraid of is that the ABM vote will come back to haunt. Well, and they're afraid that folks like the grab vote and others, if you really, succeed in the peace initiative, these guys are afraid that they are on the wrong side of that issue.
That when they're running, I'm amazed at these folks.
Well, if I were dead on the Hill, I would be looking for a convenient way to get back out of that pasture because I would realize that you know a hell of a lot more than I would know. But if you made that statement last week, you had to have things backing it up.
And so that would be scared. That's right. Would you be sure to tell Henry he must get White in now that White's back in the trenches? Because White deserves a special interview with Henry. Joe Crabb, all those left wingers, delighted when we get something out of that. But we need to keep the right.
I sent a note into Holden. I sent a note to Holden that you might want to call this ABM article was so superb in terms of hitting the Democrats. I'll get something into you on that. But I don't
know why. I'll remember.
He's been very, very good. He swallowed his own predictions on this one. It ran in the Washington Post Monday morning. You can be sure that everybody on the Hill reads that.
Do they?
Yeah, he's a guy that, he has a strong bow. And that kind of a column pointing out how the Democrats have almost settled the ABM, that becomes the key to disarmament. And back then he's got to make some think twice about voting against you.
Do you really think that's fires in the back of mind?
Yes, sir.
It's true. If we have anything in the way of arms control, because we've got EDM to play only.
I talked to Brooke yesterday and talked to him right along these lines and asked him if he would make a major foreign policy speech if I wrote it detailing all of the accomplishments and the punchline being that he reverses his position on the EDM and supports it. That's pretty dramatic if he does it. Hoping to get up.
That'd be the best thing that can happen.
Oh, I'm hoping to get it up to him this afternoon. Heaven and see working on it. And
when will the ABM vote come?
Well, it's now through the House Committee for Authorization. We'll go to the House for the Senate vote, Mr. President. We're trying to edge it along because the sooner that debate starts, the more it will focus public attention on the assault negotiation. And I think that's to our benefit to get that issue, keep that issue up front. I think it's very much to our benefit to do so. But I'll tell you about the latest Harris poll.
No, city polls.
No, it isn't. It'll be out on Monday.
What's this one on?
Trial Heat with you and Muskie. A month ago, he had Muskie over you, 47-39. That was in April. That couldn't have been right, because we both got, and our own Polish and should have in a different way.
Well, he had, in, let's see, late March, early April, he had Musty 47, yourself 39, Wallace 11. Mm-hmm. Now, May 15th, he completed polling. It's Musty 42, Nixon 40, Wallace 11. Significant is that in a two-way race, which was 50-44, 36. That's update from Monday is a great game by you.
Care hard to come along, and, you know, little by little.
Oh, no, he's doing it the only way he can to keep his credibility intact. I mean, he can't flip them. Every one of his polls you're gaining, and logical standpoint,
well,
it's a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Everybody expects his stuff to be negative when he says that in a two-way race, you were 6 points apart a month and a half ago, and you're now even. Everybody says in Paris admits that you must be doing well.
It's very hard to think to see, though, how he can be so far off from Gallup. That's the reason for that. Gallup pulled exactly the same time I know at the time he had the 46, 39, 11. Gallup showed all three, you know, about the same. Spread them anywhere from 6 or 10 points.
There are exactly those differences.
Okay.
They use the same polling techniques, they use the same control techniques. Harris does not factor down the Negro vote as much as Gallup does. Harris does not factor down the poor vote as Gallup does. So what Harris is giving is pretty raw data in terms of the overall. What Gallup does,
get more sophisticated.
Well, he says that if 11%
are more likely to vote,
that's right. And that's where these pollsters have complete control over what they come up with. Harris,
okay,
with a couple of things that he wanted, and
but like what?
He wants to go to counter
Peters
ahead. And he just couldn't wait to hear these figures. He said, you gotta show a person that's coming up fast. But it does
he attribute it to?
Well, he thinks the soil initiative. Well,
that wasn't. No, it's not. That doesn't reflect that.
No, but he's sending his people back in the field this weekend because he said he thinks she'll be up very strong. He thinks that's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
That the man of peace image is the this political.
That Vietnam now is beginning to receive Laos, Russia's
being forgotten. He claims that the public attitudes and the economy are still not turned around. He's saying that, but they haven't. And he's a shrewd analyst for some reason.
So we want to know what the hell he minds, not what we wish.
Well,
I like that with everybody I've gone to. And he'll be more negative than others, but it's good for us to know what the hell he minds.
I think he may find that he won't be as negative in the future. He wants badly to be on the inside of the city.
Little fellow?
Brittle.
No, I don't know him. I saw Paul down there. That Art's name. I know he's supposed to be there. Big guy, but I don't know Harris.
Harris is at the Art's name. But he's not, when I say little, he's a very frail built, very Jewish woman. Found the secret.
Very clever.
He got no business out of us the first 2 years.
I should have. He screwed us all the time.
That's right.
You'd have fallen the Harris poll, we'd have lost by 3 million votes. He must remember that too.
He professes to be completely committed to saying he re-elected me. That's the
why.
He's a hawk, basically.
I can't believe that.
And he's a great friend of Joe Elsa.
Oh, that's right, they poll together.
And he thinks that isolationism is the great threat to the future.
That's good.
And I think the other thing that this guy, he's convinced you're going to win next year. He's told me this requires 3 months.
Because things are going to look better.
He thinks the Democrats have nothing going on the other side. He thinks they're cutting themselves up. Muskie's front will last. Muskie merely gives the...
He thinks Muskie's still the strongest.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Maybe. He thinks Kennedy is definitely going to run. He said his old people are out.
He's going to be tough and stepping around.
I
agree.
Jealousy in the Muslim.
they're Catholic, though.
They said they kept the prison. That won't work that way. There's the great imponderable.
Well, it's going to be a hell of a fight between him and Muskie, then.
Yes.
Between him and Muskie.
There is no use for Teddy. And he said that they had their falling out, but he also thought he was immature and not responsible. The rest is convinced you're going to win next year, and he doesn't want to have 6 years of no shoving down business. It's just as plain and simple as that. But he basically is a hawk, which I think is
a rock.
By the way, don't leave this president. He's very serious about what he's writing.
Gene McCarthy
is serious.
He's going to run, you mean?
He says he's very serious about running as a fourth party candidate.
Oh, because he ain't going to get any support.
Money in New York is beginning to be collected from McCarthy.
Oh.
The old McCarthy funds.
Well, what the hell would he run on? What's he going to run on?
Well, you saw his speech, or you read about his speech at Minnesota last weekend.
Okay. I heard a little about it, but not much.
What is the significance of it, though?
Oh, so
he attacked Humphrey as a... he attacked both Humphrey and Muskie. He said that setting up a
fixed line,
I saw that the girl date was not correct. But he said that the
negotiators get out.
Negotiate a settlement. And that it should, he didn't say it, but Harris tells me his next speech will call for us to impose a coalition government, etc.
Yeah, sure.
And he's staking out separate ground for himself in that area.
So McCarthy's got the bug and it's going to still run again.
Well, if he gets the support he wants to.
I'll be darned.
That's kind of encouraging. I'd love to see him. He did a good job of lobbying him yesterday.
Much better reception in Alabama than he did. That state, when you go to the South, makes you realize you're still the guts of the country. They all wear flags, and they got God bless you and all that stuff, you know. There's a different part of the world.
Yes,
if you head to the South, the country, go to hell. The South, and parts of the Midwest.
Absolutely, that's the fundamentals are there. In the next trial heat, which Harris is from, because you beat Humphrey Campbell in his trial heats, just found that your stock in the South had increased very significantly. And in the West, it had come up strong in the West, which surprises me. You were put Gallup as a shot. It was in the Midwest, in the industrial.
When did Gallup shot? I see that.
Gallup's last poll about a month ago showed the approval rate down in the West.
Right, that's what brought us down to 50.
Right. Harris, in his polling, said there's a trend up, a strong trend up in the South, and a good trend.
The West is a problem economically, let's face it.
And
the West is California. That's 20 million people. The rest of it is 20 million altogether. So with California down, you're in a hell of a shape. Interesting time, but I must say that I am pleased with the way that Sunday is. Something is worrying those guys. They don't act this way.
I love what I'm sure what it is. I'm sure that they're afraid you're
afraid you're right. You're afraid you may have something up his sleeve. That's right. Isn't that interesting?
Are some of the Republicans feeling a little better?
Yes, sir. It's a real question.
I don't not issue as much. That's it. And I think even if I'm the feeling is going to remain that way, well, it's...